A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Bill Raggio, senior fellow for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He keeps the Long War Journal, where you can routinely see reporting by our guest, Ahmed Shaarawy of the FTD, watching Syria for us very closely. Ahmed, you have a piece up at the FTD right now that is suggestive, and it also is surprising. The sight of Russian officers, along with representatives of the Damascus government, headed by al-Shara, these Russian officers touring something described as southern Syria, a place that heretofore I had associated with the IDF, occupying a buffer zone in order to seal off any chaos coming out of the Syrian revolution with al-Shara in Damascus. However, there are the Russian officers. I understand Russia has ambitions to keep a naval base and an air base in the northwest, but the southern Syria part puzzles me. Good evening to you, Ahmed. Why were they there?
Good evening, John. Let's go back to 2017 for a bit. There was an agreement by the United States and Russia to allow Russian officers to, or the Russian army to man checkpoints in southern Syria in order to de-escalate and de-conflict in that region. And so with the fall of the Assad regime in 2024, these troops were pulled out of southern Syria and they were taken to western Syria to the two bases in Tartus. What seems to be happening right now is that Russia is seeking to return to that area as a deconfliction, as part of the deconfliction mechanism between Israel and Syria. And we've heard that there are still negotiations happening regarding a security agreement between Syria and Israel. And it seems like the Russians are trying to play a role in that, in manning some of the checkpoints that they used to hold in southern Syria. In my piece, I detailed some of the background of Israel-Russia relations when it comes to Syria. There was a deconfliction mechanism as well in place. And typically, the Israelis are more favorable to a Russian presence than a Turkish presence or a Syrian presence at the moment. So this might, the Israelis might be okay with having some sort of Russian or having Russian troops in southern Syria to try to first of all, prevent any sort of jihadis or threats to Israel in the future.
Bill, you have a question for Ahmed.
Ahmed, hello and good evening. I'm going to quote directly from your piece because this sort of blew me away. So, quote, in February, Israeli officials reportedly lobbied Washington to preserve Russia's military bases in western Syria, seeing Moscow as a counterbalance to Turkey's growing influence over the new government in Damascus, end quote. So basically, Israel wants the U.S. to approve Russia to prevent the growing influence of fellow American NATO ally Turkey in Syria? I mean, am I reading that correctly, Ahmed?
Yes, you are. Again, this back to my earlier point that the Israelis are more comfortable with having the Russians than the Turks in Syria, mainly because there's an existing relationship between Russia and Israel when it comes to dealing with Syria since 2015. The Israelis were striking Iranian warehouses and weapon shipments and Hezbollah weapon shipments and all across Syria during the civil war. While the Russians were okay with it and did not mind Israeli operations in Syria, so again there's that trust between them, and again they would rather have them than Turkey, which continue or Turkey that is run by Erdogan, who continues to criticize Israel and actively threatens Israel. So it's a matter of deciding which country or which force represents a bigger threat. And at the moment, Israel sees Turkey as a bigger threat than Russia.
What would the U.S. response to this? Would the U.S. agree to this or did they nix this?
Well, I mean, I haven't seen any official U.S. response to that request. But I mean, looking at the trajectory of events since then, in the past 9 months, the U.S. has not voiced any concerns about the growing relationship between Russia and Syria. For example, the Russians have kept their two bases. Syria continues to buy Russian oil, even from sanctioned vessels or Russian oil tankers. The United States has not shown any opposition to continued Russian presence in Syria.
Once upon a time, in the 20th century, when Arafat was running the PLO and there was terror and tragedy everywhere, including Munich, the Russians were deeply embedded in Syria as the Soviet agents and Soviet army once upon a time. They intermarried. It was a profound issue early in the Putin regime, as I remember, at the beginning of this century, that those intermarriages be honored and that lots of Syrian wives would go back and forth to Damascus. And then the civil war of 2010, 2011, and I don't know the relations. It's not been safe to go there since. However, that suggests there's more to this relationship between Moscow and Damascus than utility. Do you see that in the reporting, Ahmed, that al-Shara has to acknowledge there are families here that are intermarried between the two countries?
Certainly. And I mean, when Shara visited Moscow in mid-October, he kept emphasizing the deep and historical relationship between Russia and Syria. And that despite the fact that Russia took part in a lot of the atrocities that were committed against the Syrian people over the course of the Syrian civil war, even against Shara himself and his own forces, that he was still willing to show his pragmatism and go visit Moscow and trying to bridge that gap. And just to your point about intermarriages, Shara's brother is married to a Russian, so I think he understands the familial links between the two people.
And this is stronger than the bond with Turkey, I take it. Is that the perception?
I don't think so, because again, Turkey was supportive of the Syrian revolution and supportive of a lot of the rebel groups that took part during the course of the civil war. And a lot of the Syrians sought refuge in Turkey. And let's not forget that there's also familial links between some of the families in southern Turkey, as well as with families in northern Syria. These families were inhabited that area during the Ottoman Empire, and only after the fall of the Ottoman Empire and with the drawing of the borders that these families were separated. But yeah, there's a link there.
There you have it, Bill, a family affair. You have a question for Ahmed.
Yes, Ahmed. You note that during the Assad regime that the Russians did very little to stop Hezbollah and other Iranian-backed militias from supporting Assad. Should the Israelis and the U.S. trust that Russia would hold back the Hezbollah and other Iranian-supported groups going forward?
I mean, absolutely not. And I think I made that recommendation very clear in my piece that because of Russia's history and enabling Hezbollah and other Iranian-backed actors in terms of smuggling weapons and openly threatening Israel, that they shouldn't be given another chance to repeat that, and that Russia should play no role in enforcing a security agreement between Israel and Russia. Israel and Syria.
We've been told by your colleague David Daoud that Hezbollah is regenerating. And one way to do that is to reestablish the smuggling routes, the highway between Tehran and Beirut. Is that highway open or are they still working on it?
That highway is open. It was open before the fall of the Assad regime, and it continues to be operated to smuggle weapons into Hezbollah, but not just weapons, money, drugs. We've seen a few instances where the Syrian authorities managed to stop some of these shipments. But again, they do not have the capabilities of stopping every single one. They don't have the territorial control over every inch of Syrian territory, so that doesn't help as well. And again, I've heard reports. Again, I don't know if they're confirmed, that because a lot of these smugglers are, part of broader criminal networks, that they bribe border officers and policemen in order to turn a blind eye to some of these weapons that are being transported into Lebanon.
Well, the checkpoints the Russians are assigned, will they include that smuggling route or elsewhere? We have 15 seconds.
So the smuggling route, the main one, does not cross into, through southern Syria, but crosses through central Syria straight into Lebanon. Southern Syria would be more difficult just because of the Israeli presence and the proximity to the Israeli border.
Ahmed Shaarawy, Bill Rajo, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.